With some record-breaking temperatures and some big fires already going on, it's hard to remember that it's only July. There's a lot of summer left. Today and for several more weeks, we visit with independent bookstores for a segment we call Summer Reads to get some ideas about great reading material to take into the hammock, to the beach, under that tree. This week, we check in with Northtown Books in Arcata, in business since 1965, and our guest is Jay Aubrey Herzog once again. Jay, welcome back to The Exchange.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you. So, how was the ride through the various shutdowns during the pandemic?
Well, for a while, the store was closed for in-store browsing, but we have been open since last summer for folks to come in. You know, obviously fully masked, and we actually were in a pretty good place because we had a website already set up for online purchasing, so that helped us a lot during the shutdown.
That's good. Did you find people? You know, we have a gardening segment now because people took up gardening. Did more people take up reading for pleasure during the pandemic?
Oh, definitely so. I mean, I feel like a lot of folks that maybe weren't as big readers before read a lot more and were very much engaged.
Now, I noticed by checking the previous sessions, it's been 2 years since we talked to you. Dante, the owner, was our guest for the segment last year. And I'm just curious to know, Jay, as you come up with a reading list for 2021, or for any year for that matter, how much the stuff going on in the world around you influences the kinds of things you read or recommend?
You know, I have to say the specific list of books probably is not directly influenced by the pandemic. I did read a book that is not on the list that kind of echoes the pandemic. It was a history of the bubonic plague in San Francisco in the 19th century. And but the stuff I've read more recently that I happened to be reading that right before the pandemic came down, so it was kind of like a weird coincidence. But since it's happened, I really haven't. The stuff I've read really hasn't been kind of directly influenced by that.
You didn't go back and read Albert Camus' *The Plague* or anything?
Folks have been reading that. It was actually a kind of a popular book that people were looking for.
I'm not surprised. Wow. So let's get to your list of six books here. And it's funny because I went and looked these up in turn, and I'm looking them up still. We had a little real estate problem. Is not necessarily about real estate, as you learn from looking at the subtitle.
It is not. It's a book by Cliff Nesteroff, who had previously written a book a couple years ago called The Comedians, which was a more general history of American comedy. This one's about the history of Native American comedy in America. And it's pretty fascinating because I think it's an untold story. He does a thing where he actually tells the history from the Wild West shows through Will Rogers, who a lot of people do not know was a Native American, and all the way up to the present time. And then he intersperses it with like little vignettes of modern day Native American comedians.
All right, so it actually comes from a stand-up routine, the title does, from a guy named Charlie Hill, apparently.
Charlie Hill, who is probably the best-known modern Native American comedian because he was actually on The Tonight Show in the 70s and actually was, you know, he was the one person that people would see, and he was a big influence on younger comedians today. They say they saw him on TV and realized that they could do comedy as well.
Okay, so the book is We Had a Little Real Estate Problem, The Unheralded Story of Native Americans and Comedy. It Never Ends by Tom Sharpling is the next book on your list. And this is a memoir, is that right?
It is a memoir. Tom Sharpling is the host of a very popular internet radio show called The Best Show. And he's kind of an acerbic call-in show. They also have little comedy bits. And I was a big fan of his, and part of the reason I read the book is because I liked his radio show. It turns out his story is he has a lot deeper and kind of a more disturbing story. He tells the early part of his childhood, and he had a lot of problems with mental illness, which I did not realize, and it really kind of gives a certain underpinning to the more comic elements in the story too.
I noticed that, you know what, I'll let the audience know an inside joke here inside the JX, which is that we talk about what is the lamest question you can ask an author, and it is, so you wrote a book, and Tom Sharpling's website is tomwroteabook.com.
I mean, that's just kind of a little example of his humor. So yeah, I think it would appeal to people that just didn't necessarily know who he was, or because there's a lot of good stories in there, and it's kind of an underdog story, which I think we all can appreciate.
All right, so another book on your list is Borges and Me, An Encounter by Jay Perini.
So this is also a memoir, and it's actually a story of Jay Perini's encounter when he was a young man with Jorge Luis Borges, the famous Argentinian writer. And it's kind of funny. He basically went to study in Scotland, partially to avoid the Vietnam War. And he was studying with the poet Alistair Reid. And Alistair Reid asked him if he could look after this writer who was visiting. And Jay Perini had no idea who he was, even at that point, Borges was pretty well known as like one of the masters of the short story. And it's basically kind of a comic coming of age story where they have a road trip, and Borges is blind. So he basically asks Perini to describe everything to him, you know, and he's a poet too. So he gives him a lot of life advice, and it's kind of like a weird kind of almost buddy road trip.
A road trip of two people exploring a place that neither one knows.
Exactly. And one person can't see because he's blind. So he's describing it to him. So and there's a lot of, you know, very funny and kind of touching moments in the book too.
So you're drawn to comedy more this year, even if it's dark comedy.
I have to say, maybe that is in response to the pandemic. I'm looking for more, you know, a little more comic relief, I would say. Yes.
This is Summer Reads on the Jefferson Exchange. Our guest is J. Aubrey Herzog from Northtown Books in Arcata, which has been in business since 1965. Oh, by the way, I went back and checked. You have been there 20 years this year. Is that right?
That is correct.
Wow.
I realized that too. Yes. Go ahead.
That's a mark of success, isn't it? I mean, 20 years at a bookstore in our day and age, a local bookstore.
Right. Yes. And we're hanging on there, which is great.
Good to know. So you are actually the second person to recommend the book Why Fish Don't Exist by Lulu Miller, who NPR audiences know from podcasts and reporting. And walk us through this again, because it's a story that has so many different twists and turns. It's a little hard to describe in one sitting. So two certainly helps.
It is hard to describe because in one sense, it's a biography of this biologist, David Starr Jordan, another 19th century figure, but it kind of intertwines his story with Lulu Miller's own story in a way that I think is very artfully done and kind of illuminates both stories in a way.
So one of the major events in the book, of course, is the San Francisco earthquake of 1906.
Right, and that's and a big part of the book is how to deal with basically. His collection he was a taxonomist too. He was trying to catalog fish, and basically his whole collection was destroyed in the earthquake, and he basically just had to start again. And a big part of the book is how to deal with failure in life and how to keep on going after everything seems to be lost.
And I'm reading that that David Starr Jordan was credited with discovering, or at least naming, nearly a fifth of the fish known to humans at the time he was alive.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, and it's even more of a tragic thing when his collection was destroyed because he had done all this work, you know, and he just had to start all over again.
So, you know, Lulu Miller being such an audio person, did you? I don't know if you do audiobooks or if you did this in print. I mean, tell us about how you consumed it.
I read it in the print version, and it's actually the print version is kind of nice because it actually has I think they're wood illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
But So obviously, you're not going to get that in an audiobook. So it kind of made it a little more, I don't know. It had a certain aspect that the printed book has that the audiobook does not.
Mm-hmm. The book, again, is Why Fish Don't Exist, A Story of Loss, Love, and the Hidden Order of Life. We're going through another Summer Reads list this week with J. Aubrey Herzog from Northtown Books in Arcata, which, by the way, is not in Northtown. Hasn't been for, what, 40 years?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of funny because we are not in the north part of town. But usually people don't even think about that. They just think, oh, it's Northtown, like we're in Northern California, so it's Northtown. But yeah, we haven't been in Northtown since the late 70s, actually.
Okay. Next book on your list is it Bee's Wing or Bee's Wing?
Bee's Wing. Yeah, it's a memoir by Richard Thompson, the guitar player, songwriter. He was an original member of Fairport Convention, the band from the 60s. You know, there's been a lot of baby boomer rock star memoirs in the last, like, 5 or 6, well, probably even 10 years. And I think this one stands out because he just has a wit and a way to tell a story and a lot of interesting anecdotes. And because he's such a great songwriter, I think he has a really great way with the line and the sentence, too.
Were you familiar with Fairport Convention's work? I mean, did you listen to their stuff?
To be honest, I like Fairport Convention. I'm more familiar with Richard Thompson's own solo performance, and he's one of those people that I was always on the periphery of my attention, and then it was probably like about 20 years ago, he played in Arcata, played a live concert, and that's what made me kind of a believer. Because he really is an amazing performer and guitar player.
Well, yeah. The question went to whether you have to know a little bit about the music before you read a memoir like this, and you had some exposure to him for sure.
I did have some exposure to him. Yeah, there's some great stories though. There's a great story of his run-in with Buck Owens' band, where basically he was like a long-haired hippie, and the band is kind of like sort of making fun of him. They don't know who he is. And he kind of kills them with kindness by saying how much he appreciated their music. So they were kind of taken aback.
And the final book on your list from Northtown Books is A Strange Planet, which I see also has a sequel, Stranger Planet, out now as well.
So yeah, these are cartoons by a cartoonist named Nathan Pyle. The book I actually wanted to talk about, there's a children's book version of it called Strange Planet, the Sneaking, Hiding, Vibrating Creature. And, you know, I'm not a kid's book person. This is a book that Monica, the kid's book buyer, showed, just thought it was very charming and funny. Really do. It's basically two aliens who are, and it's their take on very mundane human thing, human activities, and the way that they describe them. I mean, the way that they talk is just very funny. It's hard to describe, but the kids' book version is really not a dumbed down version either. It's basically these two aliens encountering a cat.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We will use this. I'm looking at some of the images provided. We will use this ink cylinder, a pen, to record our observations in our creature observations document. Finally, we will use our bodies to mimic the creature. This will teach us just how amazing the creature is. And these two little guys are following a cat.
Right. Yeah, it's very funny. And I found it, you know, I'm not a child by any means, but I really found it very hilarious.
All right, so this is the particular one called Strange Planet, the Sneaking, Hiding, Vibrating Creature, and so
right.
the other Strange Planet books.
The other two are not specifically made for kids, but it's very similar. They're just collections of cartoons.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me go back through the list again in the seconds we have left. We had A Little Real Estate Problem by Cliff Nesteroff, It Never Ends by Tom Sharpling, Borges and Me by Jay Perini, Why Fish Don't Exist by Lulu Miller of Radiolab and other NPR podcast fame, Bee's Wing by Richard Thompson, and Strange Planet, the Sneaking, Hiding, Vibrating Creature by Nathan W. Pyle, who's both author and illustrator, I see. And so how's business doing pretty well with the bookstore in the summer?
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of folks coming through town. There's a lot of people that are traveling, trying to get out of the heat, too, since we're on the coast.
That makes perfect sense. Yes, believe me. When I see that it's 65 in Eureka, it's like, I'll be there tomorrow. Yeah, okay. So that's the list for this week in Summer Reads. J. Aubrey Herzog is a 20-year veteran of Northtown Books in Arcata. Jay, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, take care.